So I did a little informal survey the other day where I asked my friends what they knew about eating fish. And some of my friends said, hey, isn't eating fish good for you? Well, turns out they're right. Fish are great sources of protein. They're low in the bad fats and high in good fats, or omega-3 fatty acids, which help your heart stay healthy. And some of my other friends knew that fish were bad for you. Turns out they're also right. Fish take in pollutants through their food and water. Toxins such as mercury, PCBs, and dioxins. If humans eat enough contaminated fish, those contaminants can build up in our bodies and cause serious health problems. Contaminants are especially threatening for small children and women of childbearing age because they can affect children's developing nervous systems. Governments put out advisories so we know which fish are safe to eat. But advisories aren't the easiest thing to understand. And anyway, what do you do if you're in a restaurant? Are you cruising through the grocery store and you just want some fish?
We're standing in front of the seafood counter at Whole Foods and we're looking at our fresh case.
That's Nels Carson. He heads up the seafood department at my local Whole Foods market. He says people ask him about fish safety every day.
It can be kind of a daunting topic, I think, because there is such a variety. It's not just a gross generalization. So it really takes a lot of dialogue between customers and team members, and having a very knowledgeable team member base here really helps that.
They'll ask him about mercury in the fish, a highly toxic metal that occurs naturally but is a lot more prevalent, mostly because of coal-burning power plants. Mercury shows up in higher concentrations in certain kinds of fish. It's nice to have a knowledgeable guy like Nels to talk with. Good fish vendors, such as Whole Foods, go through special training on fish safety. But what if there is no seafood expert hanging out by the fish sticks in the freezer section, if you know what I mean? Anita Sandretto teaches in the Environmental Health Sciences Department at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. And she said that my friends are right. Okay, well, she didn't really say that. But she said there are good things about fish and there are bad things about fish.
If you want to have the benefit of the fat and the omega-3 fatty acids, eat the fish with more fat. But the fat will also be where you will see the contaminants, such as PCBs, dioxin. The flesh will also be where you might have the mercury contamination.
See, that's the thing about eating fish. It gets complicated, and there are no hard and fast rules. Sandretto says eating fish is all about treading a line between the advantages and the risks. So if there is a risk, you want to reduce it as much as possible.
Because if you have any risk in a particular type of food, if you only consume it once in a while, you have less risk of anything bad happening.
So think in terms of moderation and variety. Sandretto says it's cool if you want to eat fish once or twice a week and to try and vary the kinds of fish that you eat. She says moderation and variety are actually great rules of thumb to apply to your entire diet. So that might mean eating a turkey sandwich on white one day, tuna on whole wheat the next, and a veggie burger the day after that. If you eat fish caught from local waters, check with your regional or state health departments for their fish advisories. Just because a waterway looks clean or is in a picturesque setting does not mean that its fish are harmless. Contaminants can enter the water in all kinds of ways. And one last thought. Imagine a little fish with a little bit of contamination in its body. Now imagine a medium-sized fish who swims along and eats that little fish and 99 of its closest small fish friends. That medium guy now has about 100 times more contamination than the small fish. And now let's say a big fish swims up and gulps down 10 medium fish. That big fish has a concentration that's 1,000 times higher than what the original small fish had. So the moral of that story is, eat smaller fish when possible, also called panfish. And at the end of the day, keep in mind that the majority of research, including a recent study from Harvard's School of Public Health, say the benefits of eating fish in moderation outweigh the risks. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.